time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the stadium practice on Sunday.
All right, appreciate you all being here in our new digs. Thanks to Steve Bisciotti, Sashi Brown for putting this whole thing together. I mean, the stadium is unbelievable right now, isn't it? The investment that was made, the Maryland Stadium Authority, I guess. You know, I don't know how all it works, but I know one thing. This stadium is incredible. It's an investment in this region. This is a gem. The stadium's a gem. 1996, and it's better than, way better than brand new. All the different amenities and the sight lines and just the way it looks, it's gritty. It's got the metal. It's got the brick. You know, it's like Camden Yards. It's old school, and yet it's like a new iPhone. You know, the way it plays. So really happy about that. The fans were great. I was just telling the young guys, man, you get a chance now to get connected to Baltimore fans, you know, to Raven Nation, the flock, and to feel them out there and feel how enthusiastic they were. We had a ton of people here. They sold out like in minutes, and we should sell twice as many tickets. We could fill the place for this thing.
I'll tell Brad.
Yeah. It was great. It was fun. And then, you know, for the noise, how about now, every time that our young kicker got up there to kick a field goal, the crowd was screaming, right? So that was really cool. So put a little pressure on them. So that was fun. Happy with the guys. Proud of the way they practiced. And that was a good step for us. I think for young guys to get out here and just to feel what it's like to come in the locker room, park, walk in, get all that, get on that field, get in that environment, you know, that's kind of a big deal. You know, we were pretty good with the penalties and things like that for that environment, I think. Not bad for the first day in this kind of a new situation. So I felt pretty good about all that. Then even the veteran guys, like, I was talking to Lamar, talking to Roe. Walking in the locker room is different. It's different. The game locker room is different than the practice locker room. We've been in there a lot. We've had victories, a lot of them. We've had some disappointments too. And you've lived that, and it's not like you don't really. It's just in you. You know, it's kind of in your chemistry. So something different about walking in that locker room. Okay, what questions you have?
What'd you think of Tyler Loop? Perfect today. Also hit from 56 and 60.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he did a nice job. Passed that test with flying colors. I'd say A++++, and on to the next one. You know, so happy for him, and just for him to get through that, and now know, hey, you know you can do it, you know, and you know how to do it, just like that. And that's the kind of guy. He's not surprised, but certainly very happy.
What's the difference kicking in the stadium, obviously, versus at the facility?
Well, you know, it's a good question. You wouldn't think it'd be any different, except the sight lines are totally different. You know, I think the wind and stuff like that is different too. They have been coming down here to kick with that, but I still think the scoreboard on, the fans in the stands, the targets that they make, that's the real thing. So it's really valuable to do that.
John, it seemed like he was enjoying the crowd, maybe even playing to the crowd a little bit. Is your early sense of him that he might be that kind of guy? That, I mean, he might be a big personality.
He's kind of got that kind of personality. I mean, he's a confident guy. He's a good mix of humility and confidence. He's a hard worker. I sure hope so.
John, you talk a lot about the operation. How do you think Jordan Stout and Morgan Cox are working with Tyler Loop so far?
I'm going to correct you now. Yeah. Nick and Jordan are doing really well, I think. I think they're doing well in punts too. You know, that kind of, I went to the punt operation as well. You got veteran guys doing a nice job, and they're presenting them. We get the ball down probably quicker than any team in the league, so the kicker gets a really good look at the ball.
John, as you get here and you have the stadium practice, like you said, guys are getting used to parking and coming into the stadium and everything. You got the preseason games this week. Is it starting to feel like we're getting closer to the real thing?
It really is. It really is. I mean, you know, we got quite a week. You know, we had this today. You know, Tuesday the Colts will be at our practice facility, so that'll be another team. And then Thursday night we'll be playing our first preseason game. Boom, boom, boom. It's quite a week in front of us.
What's the outline of plan for the Colts coming in? Have you designed it?
Yeah, you're not gonna see the top guys, the guys you probably wouldn't expect to see. You won't be seeing in this game. So we're gonna try to get that work done with those guys on Tuesday.
I was gonna say how valuable. I mean, knowing in recent years veterans aren't playing quite as much in the preseason, to have those joint practices, to have multiple joint practices like you're going to give those guys a look, but in a little more controlled environment.
Definitely. I mean, that's something you hope you get. You know, it's you want to come out of the season firing at all cylinders, but yet it's a long season, so. It's a double-edged sword, and you know, I don't think there's any obvious answer, but hopefully those practices are valuable to us.
Tyler
to that point is having it, you know, two of them against two different teams. I think the last few, you guys have obviously had, I think, one against one team. How much more do you get out of that when you get to go against a different team?
Well, we'll find out. You know, I'm hoping it's different because it's a different team. And then, you know, we used to do 2 days, which we kind of moved past that. You know, the second day is just chippy day, cheap shot day. So none of that. And the Colts are class organizations. Shane does a great job. Commander's the same, with Dan. We expect those to be good, good, clean practices.
John, we haven't asked you about Emory Jones in a while. Is he getting close to being able to be, a participant?
Yeah, it's all up to the doctors. We were thinking mid-camp. But, until the doctor says he's cleared, he's not cleared. So, yeah, I know. You ask about that, I'm like, yeah, right, Emory Jones. But until he's not out there in my mind. So, he's working hard. He's in the meetings. He's very determined. He's probably a little frustrated because I think he wants to get out there. But it's the doctors have to do what they think is right, and when they clear him, he'll be out there.
Jair's a guy who seems to bring a lot of energy. I think I've even seen him talking trash to practice dummies. When he wraps up, and then he's a little bit, I think, one of the practices. What have you noticed from him the first few weeks, that competitive spirit, and he's going against guys like DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, coaching the secondary in the past, you can see the obvious skill set. He can move. He's just got a knack for playing the ball. We say a lot of times, you cover with your feet and you play the ball with your hands. You don't cover with your hands. He understands that. We had a few pass interference penalties out here where guys didn't understand that, so he's just got a real feel for that part of the game. Super talented, super confident, works super hard. All, again, A+.
Coach, was there anything when you were out at the stadium that you looked around and said, wow, I haven't seen that before, that stuck out in the newness that you were talking about earlier?
Well, yeah, I mean, the end zone boxes were like cool. It's like you see that in some of the newer stadiums like Dallas and Los Angeles. It's like that's kind of neat. And all of a sudden, boom, it's there in our stadium. It's like it looks really, really cool.
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks.